This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, my nose is running. Very, very exciting last few weeks, right? We are in the midst of graduation season. Graduation season is always exciting. And congratulations on all of you guys graduating. What was very exciting for me, you know, because I always make it personal, is this was the first time I was able to be at a graduation as faculty. I know, remember guys, I am now an assistant professor at Touro University. I didn't mess it up. I know. I was so excited. I was like, ah. Okay. So anyway, it was very interesting because, you know, look, I've been to a lot of graduations. I had a graduation for eighth grade. I had a graduation for high school. I had a graduation for college. Then I had a graduation for medical school. And so that's a lot of graduations. So I've sat through a lot of graduations, not to mention then your friends and my family members, you know, that graduated high school. I went to my brother's college graduate. I was the first one to graduate college in my family. And then my brother followed me. And this was really exciting. So you start to go to a lot of these. But I remember seeing the faculty that sit up on the stage. And I remember looking at them going, well, what if they have to go to the bathroom? Or they have to look so serious. Or they, you know, and I was like, you know, gosh, I don't want to be one of them because, I could totally mess this up because you're up on the stage. And I know you guys are going to be shocked by this, but there was a period in my life where I was afraid of being on a stage. It was like for maybe 30 seconds, okay? And it usually is when I'm watching graduation. Why? Because when I was in graduation, you know, when I was graduating, I was sitting there with my friends, we were making jokes. Speaking of which, one of my classmates, who is a director of an emergency room, medical director of emergency room department, is going to be joining us, Dr. Chris Johnson. This is going to be exciting. He is phenomenal. And he's one of my classmates. He's a medical director of the emergency department at a community medical hospital in Ventura. So hold your tassels, because he's going to come on. He's going to tell us the latest and greatest in emergency medicine. But, you know, you're just sitting there as a graduate. We had the bouncy ball, the beach ball. So we would bounce around that, and, you know, security would try to grab the ball, and somebody would hit it towards the other, you know, side of the room. And, you know, security's trying to catch the ball, and they couldn't. And then there would be some dweeb kiss-up student who would grab the ball, stand up, and lean over to hand it to security. And we were like, man, what a doofus. But, so graduation was wonderful. So here I was with the honor of being faculty at Touro at the graduation of the students, the osteopathic college, the nursing college, the physical therapy college, the occupational medicine college, and wow, what a fine group of students. I mean, I wanted to give them hugs and kisses. They were just so, little baby doctors, everybody, baby doctors, just, I mean, amazing. It was great. The problem is my biggest fear came true. I had to pee. And you're not supposed to leave. Now, I wasn't actually on the stage. At this particular graduation, I was in the front row with the other faculty. So you really can't get up and walk out. Plus, you are facing the stage that now has all your deans and bosses staring right at you. So I couldn't sit there and make jokes, you know, with the other faculty. And the other faculty, they were making, you know, they were really making some funnies. But I know since I laugh the loudest, you know, because I'm like, ha, 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 ha. You know, I mean, I would get caught. So I had to really, really, really lay low. And I sat there and I was very, very academic, okay? I was very professional. And I started crying. Right, now, why would you cry when you see people graduate? Well, one, I really had to pee. I mean, I thought my bladder was going to burst. So that was probably the physical pain You know, but the other is, you know, you realize how much older you're getting. Okay, I don't like knowing that I'm getting older. And you still think in your mind, I mean, I still think I'm 16 years old. I mean, in my mind, I still think MacGyver is hot. Still love Bruce Willis and the Die Hard movies. I think hot pink is a cool color. And aqua, right? Remember the aqua hot pink combo? I think a leg warmers and one of those big things that those little feathers that you would stick in your hair, not feather in your hair because that was 70s, but the little feather things in your hair. I think that stuff is cool. Headbands. I just still feel like the way I was when I was 16. And then you start seeing the new generation, and they're a fine group of people. We really need to stop complaining about the millennials or the generation after the millennials, because I got to tell you, these kids, they did some fine work. They made it, and I hope they all get jobs, and you know, I'm here for them if they need it, you know, not to give them a job, because I don't, I'm barely holding my own job. But, you start to think of, okay, you know, I'm now middle-aged, or I'm now getting older, and it's a little hard to hear. That's not what made me cry. What made me cry is one of the doctors asked, you know, are my sons going to go into medicine because I could hood them? Now, hooding is, you know, where you guys see those fancy velvet looking things? It's like a hood on the shoulders of the, yeah, okay. So I guess when you're a doctor or any sort of a graduate of a secondary degree, you get one of these hoods. And there was like somebody came in, somebody with Dr. Smith being hooded by Johnson being hooded by Dr. Smith. And there's the daddy hooding the kid. I don't know. If one of my kids goes to medical school, I'm not sure if he would, you know, with all the changes in healthcare, if he wants to. And, you know, seeing what I went through, I didn't obviously, make it look like the most fun profession, and I should have, because I still think medicine is a very rewarding profession. But I gotta tell you, man, I'm gonna make one of them go. Because you know how awesome that would be to be up on the stage hooding my kid? I don't care if he doesn't want to be a doctor. But I get to connect. Well, because my kids, they won't let me dress them anymore. They won't let me fix their tie. They won't let me fix anything. Okay? They won't let me tie their shoe. So if the only time I will ever be able to fix my son's, right, appearance, okay, is hooding them at graduation, then that's what I'm going to do. So if they like it or not, they're going to be doctors. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body, My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Dolly, still thank you all for tuning in. Hope you guys don't have the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, because I don't know how to treat that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, with me, one of my favorite guests, and who is going to be our emergency room medical expert, we have Dr. Chris Johnson, medical director of the emergency department at Community Memorial Hospital in Ventura. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Dahlia.
What is so special, guys, about Dr. Chris Johnson is he was in my medical school class. Now, Chris, do you mind if I call you Chris, or do you want me to call you Dr. Johnson?
Oh, I don't mind Chris at all.
Okay, good. See, okay, my listeners don't think I went to medical school. They think I am lying to them. Could you please tell them that I did go to class a couple times?
I did see her in class a couple of times. I can't tell you if she completed medical school, but I saw her a few times.
That's so true. That's so true. Look, you know, for radio purposes, they don't have to know if I completed it or not. So good. Yeah, all right. So, you know, what kind of cool stuff do you see over there in Ventura? Because you're on the water. You're in, I mean, you're in California, so you must see amazing cases.
You make it sound so sexy, Dolly. It really isn't that exciting, you know. I'm sort of in an area where we have a lot of elderly people, and the vast majority of what I do is taking care of the elderly, and you know, they're complicated patients, but they're lovely to be around, and that's kind of my bread and butter. But yeah, we see a lot of a mixture of everything else, just sort of a smattering.
Yeah, now, you know, you were just in Las Vegas for an emergency room medical conference. I mean, I like to pretend like I know everything, but I don't, and I haven't been able to be up to date on some of the latest things in emergency medicine. What did they talk about over there?
Oh, gosh. It was a conference. It was a really interesting conference. It sort of developed for, I think, the younger generation, the millennials. It's sort of these 10-minute sort of sound bites, and they're hitting you all the time with all this different information. And it's so difficult to explain what the newest in emergency medicine is because we are sort of the jack of all trades, and we sort of steal from our colleagues, and it's all the hard work that, you know, internal medicine, infectious disease, and everybody else has done before us that sort of changed the
landscape. And family medicine, thank you.
Yeah, and family medicine, and so that sort of changed what
you've
we
never
do,
stolen,
you know?
Any ideas from me. I need to be a little more academic for you guys to want any of my data.
But, oh, gosh, just sort of tricks of the trade, you know, telling us little tricks of how to make our shifts go easier and how to deal with borderline personalities and drug-seeking behavior and, you know, and all that type of stuff, and sort of just giving us tools to make our day easier. That's what the conference is about.
You know, and a big thing we're hearing about is how many of the emergency rooms are starting to have issues with the stocks of IV fluids and Narcan, and, you know, naloxone and Narcan that we use for opioid overdose. Do you get a lot of those cases?
We do get a lot of opioid overdoses, unfortunately. I mean, as you know, it's probably gone up 4 times in the past 10 years as far as the number of opioid, especially prescription drug abuse, that we see. You know, in California now, you can get the naloxone over the counter, and theoretically those people who are addicted, their family members and friends can actually buy this prescription over the counter. The dangers of that, as far as I'm concerned, is the naloxone, the antidote to the narcotic, doesn't last as long sometimes as the actual opioid. So you could be falsely sort of reassured when the addict gives it to a friend or something that, you know, they wake up and they're fine, sort of the Pulp Fiction scenario, right. and then all of a sudden they go back to sleep and they stop breathing and they can die. And so we always encourage
that
people, if they do use it, still come into the emergency department.
That's a very good point. For those of you just joining us, this is Dr. Chris Johnson, medical director of the emergency department at Community Memorial Hospital in Ventura. What we're discussing right now is, as we're seeing more and more people, you know, with a narcotic overdose and more access to Narcan or naloxone, people forget that the naloxone that tries to compete with the mu receptors that the opioids are trying to take over, sometimes there's so much opioid or the strength of the opioid can beat out the naloxone such that you could fall back into an overdose.
That's right. Crazy.
That's crazy. So you are recommending that everybody does, anybody that's overdosed still, even if they get the treatment, obviously call paramedics or go to an ER.
Absolutely. And you know, our job in the emergency department, obviously, is we're really non-judgmental, or at least for the most part. That's supposed to be where we are. And you know, your record is personal, and that information does not go to police officers or anything like that. So you're going to be treated just like anybody else if you come in with something like that. So people shouldn't be afraid to do that.
That's good to know. You know, Chris, you know, another question that I get a lot of is, you've heard of some stars. I forget, was it Liam Neeson's wife, Natasha, I forget her last name, where she sustained some head trauma. She felt fine. She's like, no, I don't have to go to the ER. And then later that night, she has a brain bleed and dies. What? How do you approach, you know, especially now with healthcare, we can't CAT scan everybody like we used to. When I did ER for a couple years, yeah, somebody did a CAT scan, boom, I CAT scanned them. But it's different now. So what do you tell families or parents or people who sustained a head injury, and how do you decide to CAT scan them or not?
Well, we base our decision based on these decision-making rules, and Nexus is these huge multi-center trials that have studied patients with head injuries. And so based on those studies, we can create a risk of potential head injuries in both kids and in adults. And so based on the history that we obtain from the patients and family members, we can sort of assess the risk, and that helps us determine whether or not they need to get a CAT scan. Obviously, that combined with a physical exam and what medications they may be on, and et cetera. So we can reliably determine pretty well those people that we can screen without doing CAT scans. And the reason why we're not scanning people just willy-nilly, like you alluded to, that we used to do in the past, is we think that we're doing harm. You know, I mean, this ionizing radiation that these CT scans put out is significant. And we don't really know how significant it is, because all the studies that they did on radiation were from the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and those people are sort of on the outskirts to receive sort of the equivalent radiation that a CAT scan might get, and then following them over the, you know, the 40 years or 50 years and seeing what happened to them. And there was a little bit of an increase in cancer risk, and so we theorize that that's what's going to happen with our patients, but we don't really know. The radiation type is a little different, and how much they really received is hard to tell. So the studies are ongoing now. We'll know a lot more in the next few years.
No, that's good. And, Chris, I have another question. So patients will ask me, or listeners will ask me, if there is, let's say, an overdose or somebody has some head trauma, et cetera, they're taught, now remember, this is layman, to keep the person awake, keep the person walking, don't let them fall asleep. Where did that come from? And, I mean, when do we want to keep them awake and alert, and when do we want to leave them alone and not exacerbate the problem?
You know, it's a good question, and I think that's sort of that thought process has gone by the wayside to some extent. I mean, obviously, if you have you're around somebody who hits their head, you want to be vigilant for any symptoms such as, you know, extreme somnolence, you know, really sleepy. They start acting strange, one side of their body gets weak, or they complain of extreme headaches. Those type of things you want to watch out for, but in the case of Liam Neeson's wife, too, that was what we call an epidural. And so it's a kind of head injury where they hit their head, and there's an injury to an artery. And that artery expands pretty rapidly. And so initially they're a little bit confused, or they may pass out, or something. They might have some initial symptoms. Those resolve pretty quickly, and then they get worse real quick. Mm. And so that happens to more younger people. And so in that case, with her, we're going to be looking for, you know, the mechanism of injury. Does she have any risk factors? Looking at where the hematoma or the injury is on her head. Because certain parts of the head are a lot more susceptible to bad head trauma than others.
Right.
So, for instance, the forehead, it's sort of nature's airbag. It's sort of designed to take that impact. You know, we fall on our foreheads, and there's sinuses, it's really thick there, it's the thickest part of the skull.
That's a good point.
That area is much less risk than other areas.
That's a good point. Maybe that's why my butt is so big, you know, because when I fall, it really protects the uterus and the ovaries, Dr. Johnson, Chris, I loved having you on. We're definitely going to have you back on, and please, please dispel the myth that I never went to medical school, because some people don't believe that. And how can people find you if they, the hospital?
Oh, gosh, we're just right off the freeway in Ventura, and we're always open, so glad to see you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Talk to you soon. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a 23-year-old woman was bitten this weekend by a small nurse shark in Florida waters. I don't know. I don't understand all the names they give these sharks. Okay, you know, I was at the aquarium, and there was, I guess, a tiger shark that I guess has these colorings like a tiger. I saw this big turtlefish, you know, there's pufferfishes, and then there's angelfish, you know, a fish that looks like an angel, and then there was a turtlefish. There was just a fish that looked like a turtle, and my son is like, no, that's just a sea turtle. I go, it's not called a sea turtle. It's called a turtlefish. So I don't know. So now nurse shark. I'm not sure what. Did it have a stethoscope on it? I don't know. But anyway, so a 23-year-old woman was bitten by a small nurse shark in Florida, and she had to be transported to a nearby hospital. But get that. The shark was still attached to her arm. Now, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, reported that the 2-foot shark, so it's not a big shark, okay? I mean, it's only two, I mean, for me, I'm sorry, anything bigger, you know, than a centimeter in the shark family is too big, but we're not talking jaw size, okay? Anyway, the 2-foot shark latched onto the woman's forearm and refused to release her, even though it was dying, because obviously she was out of the water. The shark would not give up. This was Shlomo Jacob, who witnessed the scene. He told the newspaper it was barely breathing and it wasn't letting go of her arm, like it was stuck to her or something. Witnesses said the woman emerged from the water in Boca Raton with the shark hanging from her arm. A man reported it as the paramedics made their way to the scene. By the time they arrived, a bystander may have killed the small shark. I don't know, maybe by hitting it over the head. I would probably, like, tear the gills open or something. I don't know what I would do. I'd be, like, freaking out. Ocean Rescue Captain Clint Tracy told the Sun Sentinel that medical personnel used a splint board to hold the woman's arm, and the shark was put on the stretcher with her to take her to the hospital. So the paramedics did not remove the shark. They let the shark still stay on her arm. One of the witnesses said, I never have seen anything like this, never even heard of anything like this. So the woman is right now listed in stable condition. But this highlights the fact that don't start, you know, tearing things out of you or ripping things out of you prior to making it to the emergency room. And unfortunately, like what happened with the crocodile hunter, where he was stung by a Steve Irwin. I believe it was a stingray, stabbed him in the heart, and he was in shock. He stood up, ripped it back out of his chest wall cavity, and that's when he collapsed. So sometimes leaving a foreign body exactly where it is the right thing to do, which is very counterintuitive. You have a shark on you. You want to get the shark off of you, even if it's dead. So on Sunday afternoon, a Boca Raton Regional Hospital operator told the Associated Press that the woman had been treated and was about to be released. Tracy, the ocean rescue captain, told the Sun Sentinel that some swimmers had been antagonizing the small shark, though he did not know whether the woman played a part in it. Yeah, guys, none of this, none of that kind of stuff with the sharks, okay? An 11-year-old told the newspaper that people had been messing with it, holding the shark up by its tail. Well, of course you're going to make the shark mad. Nurse sharks are usually easygoing creatures, and they're considered the quote-unquote couch potatoes of the shark world. Now, I still don't know why they're called nurses, because the nurses are the ones that are running around, buzzing around like a bee, you know, making sure everything is copacetic and everything is getting done in the hospital. So I'm surprised that they would call a nurse shark, unless they did that because these sharks are nice and they don't usually bite you. And they're a friendly, you know, maybe that's why. So the creatures are recognized by their small size. They measure about a foot in length. When they're born, can grow 7 to 7.5 feet. They have razor sharp teeth. They say people swim near nurse sharks every day without an incident. Attacks on humans are rare. They clamp, bite, and it usually results from a diver or fisherman antagonizing the shark with a hook, spear, net, or hand. The bite reflex is such that it may be some minutes before a quietly reimmersed nurse shark will relax enough to release its teeth. The small teeth seldom penetrate deeply but are razor sharp. Holding still reduces damage to both shark and man. Leaving sharks alone is the best tactic. Okay, imagine if somebody ripped that shark off her arm. Now she has a big hole and a big piece of meat, you know, lost from her arm, possibly exposing down to the bone. Okay, so I guess you leave the shark on the arm. Now, and think about it, guys. This is why it's so, you know, counterintuitive, but this is why there's the logic. The shark bit her once, and the teeth were sunk in. Okay? It's not going to sit there and chomp, chomp, chomp. The damage is done. So when you have somebody freaking out, you tell them, look, the damage is done. He's not going to hurt you more. Okay? Taking him away will hurt more. So just sit tight, and we are going to figure out how to relax and slowly detract the teeth. So there's paralytics they could give the shark. They could hit the nerve that can, once the shark is dead, that could cause the release of the mouth to open up. And then, yeah. Now, I guess there were 98 unprovoked shark attacks around the world in 2015, which topped the previous record of 88 back in 2000. More than half of the attacks occurred last year in the United States, and most took place around Florida. Last year, 3 out of 10 shark attacks took place of the worldwide shark attacks in Florida. And I guess Florida is a magnet for sharks because of the warm waters. And it's just, I mean, the beaches are amazing. So Florida alone saw 30 bites last year. Oh, I see. They say 3 out of 10 shark attacks occur in Florida, so a third of them. All right, so what do you do in a shark? Well, first, you need to avoid murky waters, harbor entrances, channels, steep drop-offs, because these are where sharks want to camp out to get their eats. I mean, this is where they're hungry, and they know that food is coming. Do not wear high-contrast clothing. Orange and yellow, risky. Shiny jewelry, no, don't do that, because remember, a shiny jewelry, okay, will make the fish think it's a fish scale. Remember that fish book where the fish was all pretty with all these scales? It was really glittery and blingy, and yeah, so you don't want to do that. Why do you think surfers wear black? Okay, they don't wear orange. And you know, you would think, you're like, well, wait a second, okay, how does Coast Guard find you if you're not wearing hot pink? We don't want you wearing hot pink because a shark will eat you. So we have you wear black, which is more difficult for Coast Guard than to see you. They say refrain from excessive splashing. Keep pets, which swim erratically, out of the water. Oh, I know. When I take the dog into the water, you know, I'm like, come on, man. So, yeah, don't bring your dog with you, because sharks will be attracted to that kind of activity because they think it's a bunch of small fish jumping in and out of the water. Leave the water quickly and calmly when you see a shark. Okay, you got to bounce. See a shark, you bounce. Just very slowly, very calmly retreat. And you want to retreat towards land. Don't retreat deeper in the ocean, okay? Just, I got to tell people that. Don't provoke it. Don't call it names. Don't go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't be doing that kind of stuff. If fish or turtles start to behave erratically, then you need to flee. All right, if you're there swimming with the turtles and all of a sudden everybody bolts, you need to bolt, okay? If you feel something brush up against you, you need to leave. There's a chance you were bit. Many people don't know they were bit because they didn't feel it, okay? They don't know. Get out, because you're going to be bleeding. And blood attracts a shark even more. You need to leave, okay? Sharks will usually attack individuals. They won't attack a group of people. Don't wander too far from shore. If you are attacked, you got to defend yourself and hit their eyes, hit their gills, etc., and then call 911 and cover up the wound to stop the bleeding. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'll try to answer all your questions at drdahlia.com for those of you that don't want to call in and email. So this is very, very interesting, okay? We were wondering what the Supreme Court was going to do on the contraception case where The Affordable Health Care Act mandates employers pay for employees' insurance. But what do you do about the employer that does not believe in contraception? Can you force them to pay a health insurance plan that provides contraception to somebody when that's against their beliefs? So the Supreme Court was supposed to weigh in on that. Instead, the Supreme Court, in an unsigned unanimous opinion, announced on Monday that it would not rule on this case and instructed lower courts to explore whether a compromise was possible. So they're just stepping out of it. They're recusing themselves, right? They're out of it. Why don't you guys work on a compromise? This is being reported by the New York Times. The ruling, they say, according to the New York Times, was the latest indication that the 8-member Supreme Court is exploring every avenue to avoid 4-4 deadlocks, even if the resulting action does not decide the question the justices had agreed to address. Now, the case is Zubik versus Burwell, number 14-1418, and it was brought by religious groups that object to providing insurance coverage for contraception to their female employees. Less than a week after the case was argued in March, the court issued an unsigned order asking the parties to submit supplemental briefs on a possible compromise. In Monday's ruling, the court says those briefs suggested that a compromise was possible, but that it should be forged in the lower courts. Okay, maybe this is very common in law. I didn't know that the Supreme Court could say, you know what, guys, we won't be able to rule on this, you know, because Justice Antonin Scalia had passed, so now they don't have the 5-4 split that would happen if there could be deadlocks. But I've never really seen that, in my career, where they say on a case like this, especially as important as this, guys try and make a compromise. Now, maybe that's a good idea. Okay, I mean, maybe that's the problem with this country. It's follow the law. If you don't follow the law, you're in trouble. Just like what we're starting to see with the transgender issues. We're having superintendents completely, are they beside themselves as Barack Obama orders public schools to allow transgender students to access the toilets of choice. What are superintendents supposed to do now with the lawsuits they're going to get from parents if boys are going into girls' rooms or vice versa, and these kids feel their civil rights are violated if the kids are not transgender going into each other's, you know, bathrooms? I mean, there's a compromise. There's a compromise where we should have bathrooms. I like the family bathrooms. I love using the family bathrooms. I use those all the time. So we have family bathrooms where guys, girls, anybody could use them. And but apparently that doesn't suffice. So, you know, there's a compromise with that, and apparently that's not allowed. And we're going to talk about that because we have some superintendents really, really upset over what happened. And it's a shame because it's really hurting the transgenders. The transgenders do not want to be in the middle of what's going on, okay? They want to be able to access the bathroom that they feel comfortable with, and it not getting, you know, once politics gets involved, it really escalates into a very vicious battle. And many transgenders I know are like, look, Dahlia, you know, I'd like to use a bathroom, but the last thing I want is to be ridiculed, and this could make our movement worse. And so I know when I see the politics that this is beyond the transgender population. This is now a political fight, and it's a shame because we have innocent transgender victims in the middle of this, and they shouldn't be. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So let's go back to the Supreme Court case of employers purchasing or employers being forced to purchase health insurance plans for their staff if they do not believe in contraception. So obviously this is going to be very difficult to compromise on because you have the employers going, you can't force me to pay for something that I think is a sin. And for the employees, I'm working for someone that won't allow me to get birth control. Why are they in my business? Now to me, the compromise would be, let's get rid of this whole law and don't force an employer to be involved in an employee's health care. Let the employee buy health insurance separately. All right? Keep the employer out of it. This way they don't get sued. This way they aren't forced to be into, you know, your business whether they want to or not. And we set up a much different system. If an employer does offer to pay for your health insurance, he gets one heck of a tax break. But if you don't want the employer to pay for your health insurance and you want to have access to inexpensive health insurance, there should be a marketplace such that that's accessible. So I think this is ridiculous. I mean, an employer may not agree with abortion, so they have to pay for a health plan that covers abortion. Remember, when people think they sin, okay, everybody thinks, everybody worships religion differently. You know, you may say, well, unless I'm committing the act, I'm not sinning. But for many people, they feel if they were at all involved in the decision-making process or the allowance of something like that to happen, they're sinning. So I respect people's religious beliefs, and I respect an employee's privacy. Why should an employee have to go to their boss going, look, I need this because it covers birth control? There needs to be a separation of that. Employees should be able to go get their health insurance without their boss being involved. And employers who, my guess, don't even want to be involved in the process should not have to be. And then they don't fire the employees. Okay? Insurance is getting so costly that employers, in addition to wage and workers' comp and unemployment insurance and taxes, etc., in addition to all that, they have to now pay for your health insurance. So, what is in their best interest? Less employees. We should change this whole thing around. The more employees they hire, the more of a tax break they get, the more tax incentives they get to hire more people, and if they go beyond the call of duty and actually purchase health insurance for you and your family, they get even more tax breaks. If you want privacy and you want to be able to get the plan that you want, we should have a marketplace available that you are able to purchase your own health insurance such that it's not going to be $900 a month and you get the same breaks that the employer does. I really think we need to separate it. I personally don't want my employer knowing my health business, and they do. I tell you guys all my business, so maybe they know about it because, you know, they listen to the show. But, I think we need that separation. And so I don't know what compromise the lower courts may have. Either the employer pays for the insurance or he doesn't pay for the insurance. But it's a very odd relationship, okay? We, in this day and age, in 2016, we don't want to be shackled to our employer. And the reason why we had such an issue when the recession hit is so many people lost their health insurance when they lost their job. Why the double whammy? You should be able to lose your job and still have some sort of health insurance. So how does that happen? Well, the mandate, Obamacare, forces you to buy insurance or you get fined. That doesn't work. But you lost your job. How are you supposed to purchase your own health insurance? We need to have a better system in place. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.